You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Mr. Harrigan.
This is your first time.
This is my first time.
Welcome. The Am I Wrong committee welcomes you.
Yeah, I'm just Scott Korzenowski, by the way, filling in for Chad Hartman. And I'm on Sundays, 10 to noon. Listen in on A3O.
The show for the sophisticated sports fan.
The show
right?
for the sophisticated sports fan, that's right.
Well, you're a first timer. I'll explain it to you quickly. I've got some things. Myself and the Am I Wrong committee, we meet once a week, and we have some resolutions that we bring to the table. We vote on, and many of those make the air each Friday. And I'm simply going to give those on behalf of the committee. And you tell me, am I wrong? Am I not wrong? You can argue a point if you disagree.
Right.
You won't, because the committee's brilliant, as am I.
Yeah,
I mean, we've never been wrong, but Chad likes to pretend that he knows better sometimes, as you know he would like to do. So let's start with this one. This was brought to our attention by committee member Dez earlier this week. They noted a story in The Sun about a user on X posting their receipt and complaining about the high price of the bill they got ordering McDonald's being delivered via DoorDash. And here was with the breakdown. The full receipt was there. Double cheeseburger meal, large drink and fries, $9.39. Then you add on the delivery fee of $2.50, driver tip of $2.50, taxes and fees. The whole thing for a grand total of what should have been a $9.39 meal balloons into $18.60. Now, the user posted saying it's ridiculous. It's shameful. It's a bunch of BS that both McDonald's and DoorDash should be ashamed. And I say the committee says, no, sir, no X user. If anybody should be ashamed, it is you, because it's quite simple. If you don't want to pay that extra $9.21 for your McDonald's, get off your lazy butt and get it yourself via, the drive-thru, where you still don't even have to get off of your lazy butt to get your food. DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, all of the others, they have done...
Drizzly?
Yeah.
You done Drizzly?
Drizzly.
I've done Drizzly.
Yeah. They have done incredible work convincing a large portion of Americans that we are even lazier than even we want to believe we were lazier, even believe possible. And for that brilliant marketing, those delivery services deserve all of the profit they can get out of our lazy butts.
Am I wrong?
No, you are not wrong. I stopped ordering DoorDash years ago. I mean, I remember once we ordered Perkins breakfast. It's a Sunday morning. My wife says, I want to get breakfast. So we ordered Perkins breakfast. Not only it was like $45 for like two meals, and it was cold. Okay, so I mean it's double the price, and so I said, look, in the future, I'll just go pick it up. We have another burger place by our house that I go drive over and pick it up because it's not worth the money, and it's cold when you get it.
Yes,
interesting note. I represent franchisees.
Okay.
And franchises pay the when you become a McDonald's, you pay a franchise fee up front, maybe like $50K for the right to be a McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Then you have to build the store and you have to follow their rules, and you also pay them a royalty. So you pay them like 6% of every dollar that comes into your till.
Okay.
You pay them as royalty.
And does McDonald's owns the land, right? Isn't that how, at least how it used to be?
Some of them do. They might, yes. Okay. They might. But most of the franchises, they own their own. But that bill that's $22 that you just said, the $18 bill,
yep.
The franchisee is going to get like 12 of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet a lot of the franchisors will say, oh, no, you got to pay royalty on the full 18. So now even though I'm getting only $12, I should pay 6% of the $12, the franchisee. But they say, no, you got to pay the other part too. I've got a few cases out there. I mean, I've been written some letters. But as far as, and think about this, someone's going to pick up your food, drive it to your house. $9, that's pretty cheap, okay, for someone to do that task. So, you're right. If you're that lazy, too bad. Now, if it's a real emergency, you know, then I'll do it. But I expect it to be double the price, and it is.
Yeah, well, I believe we create our emergencies mm-hmm. most of the time when we're ordering. Ah, I'm too busy. I got so much. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're lying to yourself because you are too lazy to get off your butt and go get the food. And you, frankly, then you're paying, as you said, for
double.
Cold food, for soggy fries, for hash browns from Perkins that would have been great and crispy when you got them, and now they're mushed together.
Well, the one time that my wife and I were on a trip, and we were staying at a hotel up by the beach, and we didn't have a rental car, and then we realized, well, we want to get some booze, you know, in our room, and so I looked for the nearest liquor store, not near, so we did Drizzly, but it was like expensive.
Well, booze is an emergency.
Yeah, it is an emergency. It's a necessity as well. Exactly.
Are you golfing this weekend?
I am.
Dumb question. Of course you are.
I'm golfing Saturday. Yes.
Okay. I have been thinking about trying to get at least my oldest daughter into golf. She's 8 years old. I'd love to do it, but I think about the way that I learned playing golf, how to play golf, just teaching myself, because some buddies who had just learned said, hey, you want to come out to the old Woodbury Par 3 one day? Sure, I'll do that. I can swing a baseball bat. Sure, I can swing a golf club. So I borrowed my mom's clubs because she was the lefty in the family. They're about my size, and I went out there. And I am decrying what I think is a lack of par threes right now to get kids in the game. You've got good programs. Youth on Course is one like that, you know, to try to get in the kids in the game. But I don't want to bring my 8-year-old to play even 9 holes of a regulation size golf course, because you get to a par 4, God forbid a par 5, we're going to be on that hole for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. They're just going to get frustrated, pick up the ball, and not want to do it again.
Yeah.
I think golf really wants to grow the game, if they want to get youth really involved in the game, we have to bring back more par 3 courses around the metro area. Too many have gone away.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong that I think a great place to bring young children on the golf course. When my son was little, he didn't like golf and stopped playing, but we would play it at Theodore Worth. I think that par 3 is
still
around.
There.
There's one in Brooklyn Center, because we lived over there then. I think that there's Hazeltine, has built this course that's especially designed for like beginners, but you know, it's way out at Hazeltine, and it's a public, it's not, I don't think it's part of the Hazeltine Club. It's just at the entrance to the club. There used to be another course there. They've done that. There are some around, but I would say you're not wrong that is where you should bring them. Funny, when my son was little and he hit it good, he hit a natural draw. He had the gift, and he hit a ball in the water once, and he says, I don't want to play anymore. And I said, we sat down and watched a pro golf tournament that had a water hazard on it. I said, see, they're hitting into the water. You know, I mean, go. But no, I think par threes are a great way to learn how to play golf.
I loved it. We could bike up there in the summer. It was just close enough.
There's one in near Woodbury that's it's kind of down that the Afton Road, and it's not a pure par 3. It's got a couple of little par 4s, but it's also a short. It's a 9-hole shorter course. I forget what it's called.
Are you thinking of the Ponds?
Yes, the Ponds.
That one, they shut the door 3 years ago.
Oh, did they? Yep. Okay, I didn't know
that. They shut it down.
Yeah, so that's a good little place there. It was nice.
Yeah, Ramsey County, that was a big issue within Ramsey County, because from what I understood, that course was still profitable. It was still making money, but they wanted to put some, whether it's affordable housing, I can't remember exactly what it is. And you know what the course is doing right now? Nothing.
Nothing, just weeds.
It's just a big bunch of weeds right now, and it has been for 2-3 years now. It's a shame.
All right, when we come back, we'll finish up for the weekend. We'll finish up for the week here on Am I Wrong?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Lindus construction time check is 2:52 p.m., so time to upgrade your home with new 50-year GAF asphalt shingles and 75% off installation labor. Offer expires tomorrow. We got about 7 or 8 minutes here. Bring it on.
A little more from the committee here. And MLB, I saw this just this morning or last night, whenever it was. MLB announces they put some money, a little investment, into a new pro women's softball league that's run through Athletes United. Debuts next Saturday with just a 4-team league, June 7th. I'd say good news for all involved with the league. MLB supporting women's sports. Obviously, the athletes getting to play, getting a little money behind them, a little push to hopefully build the league. I'm looking forward to taking in a game at some point with my daughters if it's on TV. There won't be any here locally, but they're moving around. I think it's like 12 different cities around the country that they'll be playing at this year for the first run. And I'm going to say this, speaking as a lifelong baseball fan, still am, still love the game, still would rather go to Target Field and watch the Twins than any other pro sport in this town. Fast pitch softball is as or even more entertaining to watch than baseball.
Am I wrong?
I think, you know, I haven't watched a lot of softball. I remember one time during the Olympics decade ago, maybe 20 years ago, I was in a hotel room going to do the judge got sick. So I had to wait. I had a day with nothing to do. So I'm sitting in the hotel room in the Olympics run and it was softball was on. And one of the things I didn't like about it was the scoring is so low that, you know, when they went to extra innings, they put a runner on second base. Well, does that sound familiar?
Baseball ahead of the game?
Yeah. So but you do see some cool stuff. And look, first of all, and I kind of admitted this on my show, I'm glad to see women's sports becoming so popular. And you know what? Because when I'm 65, so when I was in high school, women's girls' high school sports were just kind of starting.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, we all went to the women's games because, you know, we liked hanging around.
Sure.
Yeah, we you know, these were our friends and women we were dating, and we supported their sports, and they were good at it. And so I was kind of the real first wave people my age where women's sports have been around. It's kind of taken a while for the professional sports to get there, but the NBA started the WNBA, and the WNBA is now really booming, and the Frost are drawing 8,000-9,000 people a game. They're playing good hockey. They got a TV deal. You got Unrivaled. So it's great to see it. I don't really go to many Twins games. I doubt I'll go to a softball game. I doubt it. But if I have two granddaughters, I could see taking one of them to the softball game for sure.
I just remember watching a few years ago, it was probably about 10, 15 years ago now, watching the College World Series for the first time, the women's.
The women's, yes.
And comparing that to college baseball and the product they have, where it takes 4.5 hours to play a 9-inning game because it's nothing but pitching changes,
yep,
versus a softball game, which is 1.5 to 2 hours, constant action. Every play, it seems like every play at first base is bang, bang, because we're talking about 60-foot bases instead of 90. I just found it so tremendously exciting in a game that actually moved versus college baseball. Different than the pros, now that we have the pitch clock, things certainly move a lot quicker.
I remember when the Gophers were good a couple of years ago and got to the Final Four. I watched several of those games, but you're right, it is fast-paced.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. One more quick one. Walking through the government center yesterday, saw a couple, all nice dressed up, had the white dress, had the tux. Getting married in front of the judge. And that made me think wedding season is here. June starts tomorrow. Tons of weddings, of course, in June. New rule from the committee. Enough of these 200, 300 people weddings that we always used to have in the past. 120 is your max. 120 people, that's the maximum amount of people you need at your wedding. You don't need an Uncle George and Aunt Myrtle. You're not that special. Your love story isn't that much more impressive than anybody else. The bride and groom get to pick 100 people, and you leave 20 for your, you know, parents who say, no, we've got to invite this friend and that uncle, whoever it is. But no, you say 120, that is it, no more. It's time to cut it down.
Am I wrong?
I think you're wrong, but I'll tell you where. But you're close. I'll tell you what they should get rid of is constantly inviting everybody to the groom's dinner. You know, my brother's daughter just got married, and I had to drive out there 3 different times. I was supposed to, but it came time on the groom's dinner. The Wolves were playing game number 3, and I just blew it off. And boy, did that lead to problems the next day. Was game number 3. So I don't mind the big wedding and the dancing and all that, but the groom's dinner is supposed to be a small gathering, or the rehearsal. They used to call it the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
Now everybody goes.
The wedding party and maybe an out-of-town guest.
If it's an out-of-town wedding, then you do something on a Friday, but it's just too much. It's just too much on that at all. Coming up, Jason DeRussia, who's in the studio. Hi, Jason. How you doing?
What do you care how many people are at a wedding? Are you just being cheap? Like, you don't want to pay for this at some point?
Well, he's got 2 daughters.
Yeah, get it together.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.